You're listening to Corn Checkoff Conversations, brought to you by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council.
The American Ethanol Campaign has given Indiana's corn farmers an opportunity to team up with NASCAR. This year, NASCAR celebrated 6 million miles running on E15. Tom Bias, president of Growth Energy, says if E15 is good for NASCAR, it's good for everyone.
Oh, it's great, and it's great it happened right here in my home area. 6 million miles, almost 4 years of some of the toughest conditions you could put engines to on Sunoco Green E15. And it validates what a great performance fuel it is. These guys wouldn't be racing in it if it wasn't. And the same thing is for the consumer. You know, we now had 6 million miles in NASCAR. We had EPA and DOE tested 86 vehicles, 6 million miles. We've now had real-world experience of consumers buying E15 in the marketplace over 50 million miles without any problems. Savings at the pump. And so that's the message that we want to deliver.
You had Richard Childress from Richard Childress Racing here today. It was pretty supportive, I mean very supportive of the fuel. How does that help the cause and help maybe promote E15 in a good light when there's been some struggles and there's been some challenges?
Oh, it's great. There's no one who's probably more popular racing icon than Richard Childress. You know, he's a true American hero, and to have him out front and talking about a great product, and it's because he uses it. He sees the advantages. He understands what it does to our nation. He's a big environmentalist, wildlife enthusiast, hunter, fisherman. And he loves to protect the environment as well. So it's great. He's a very enthusiastic supporter. We're glad to have him. We're glad to work with him and the other teams in offering a great product for NASCAR.
How important is it to American Ethanol that NASCAR continues this partnership? And as he talked about today, even potentially increasing the amount of ethanol used in the racing fuel?
Oh, it's great. NASCAR's been great. They certainly understand from their perspective. They wanted to have a green initiative where they cut their emissions and they put in solar electricity generation, they recycling. But they use fuel. And part of their initiative, a big part of their initiative, was going with E15, Sunoco Green E15, because they cut their emissions. It's better for the cars. It's better for everyone. So that initiative is really critical in marketing to the consumer. So if you can come up here and you can see Austin Dillon or Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon in Victory Lane using E15, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for you.
Switch gears. I'm still waiting. Ruling from the EPA. Thoughts, timeline, continued push for support of E15 from consumers?
Yeah, the RVO, we're still waiting. But I think as we've talked in the past, Megan, it's not when they get it out, it's what they get out. And, you know, their proposed rule went backwards, not forwards. We want to see changes in the rule. We've certainly articulated those. We hope they reverse it because that can go a long way in how quick we get E15 and higher blends into the marketplace.
Brought to you by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, committed to investing farmer checkoff dollars in programs like ethanol to increase demand for Indiana corn. For more information, visit incorn.org. That's incorn.org.